This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. We've been talking a lot about mining this week. First, the government trying to encourage more jobs over the next 10 years. And unfortunately, BHP deciding that the expansion of the Olympic Dam mine won't be going ahead. I'm joined this morning by Nathan Flamin, the head of supply at Olympic Dam. How are you this morning, Nathan?
Hello, how are you?
So in the quarterly report from BHP, it was stated that won't be going ahead with the expansion of OD. What's the reasoning there?
Well, the brownfield expansion, or BFX as we called it, was focused on an expansion into the southern mine area that we haven't previously mined. We did approximately 400 kilometers of drilling into that area to better understand the resource. And what we found is that it's structurally more complex than we previously thought, and the higher-grade zones are less continuous. So when we brought that back together and did all of the study work around it, the economics no longer met our internal criteria.
And as far as mining goes in South Australia, it's not the only option that was being looked into. There's also Oak Dam?
That's right. Oak Dam is a discovery that we've made near Olympic Dam. It's a really exciting discovery. And we're now going to be doing some additional work around how we might potentially in the future combine an Oak Dam development with Olympic Dam and what that might mean for the future.
Of course, there was a lot of hope that the expansion of the Olympic Dam mine would go ahead. How does it reflect Olympic Dam and BHP's situation in South Australia?
Well, I want to be clear. One thing around expansion is that we are still expanding the asset, so it is growing. We are making a significant reinvestment into this aging asset. It's just over 30 years old. We're giving it, you could say, a birthday of sorts with that significant reinvestment. And one of the big chunks of that reinvestment is coming up next year as part of a smelter maintenance program that will be approximately $500 million of investment, along with 1,500 jobs. And this will help Olympic Dam to consistently produce over 200,000 tons of copper per year going forward. And that's a number that it's been difficult to reach in the past. So there is expansion occurring there. And in addition to that, we are focusing very much on smaller, deep bottlenecking projects. This is an approach that has proven very successful for BHP in our coal and iron ore businesses. So we'll be applying that same thinking to Olympic Dam and looking where we can do some deep bottlenecking to grow production.
And so you did mention that the smelter upgrade. So what's the time frame on that? That's starting early next year?
Yeah, that'll kick off early next financial year, so approximately July, and run for about 3 months. The planning for that is already well underway, and there's quite a few people, BHP and contractors, currently working on that already.
Will that involve a shutdown?
Yes, that will involve a shutdown of the surface facilities for the period of that smelter. Significant shutdown. We do something like this every 4 to 6 years, and this is quite a significant one. That and this, importantly, this smelter investment combined with the other capital investments that we've been making at Olympic Dam is really helping to set up this business with a strong foundation for the future. And I should add that that 400 kilometers of underground drilling that we did for the BFX project, that as well gives us a much better understanding of this resource and really does confirm how great the Olympic Dam resource is.
And I guess we have been going through a pandemic the last 6-7 months. How has that affected things with BHP's operation in Olympic Dam?
Well, I'm happy to say that despite COVID-19, our operations have continued. There's been a negligible impact on production. BHP is set up pretty well naturally to address something like this. It's second nature to a company like ours to understand how to think through risks and how to put the right controls in place to manage those risks, which is exactly what we did with COVID. A lot of those controls are still in place. But what that has done is allowed us to continue operating and keep our people safe.
And, of course, you're representing BHP at a conference in Port Augusta this week. What is that conference all about?
This is the GMUSG conference. That's the Global Maintenance Upper Spencer Gulf Conference. This is the 16th year this conference has been held. And it just keeps getting better every year. We bring together a lot of our local vendors from the Upper Spencer Gulf region, and it's an opportunity for us at BHP to meet with both existing vendors, but as well as vendors that we're not currently working with, and understand their product or services that they're offering and how that could add value to our business. Because one thing that we're always looking for is new ideas and innovation to continue improving the business of Olympic Dam.
What's the confidence in the room feel like as far as the mining sector in South Australia goes, or in the Spencer Gulf goes?
I feel like the feeling in the room is actually pretty positive. There's a lot of really exciting things happening in the energy and resources sector in the Upper Spencer Gulf, from renewables to Oz Minerals' Carrapateena project. So although certainly there's been some disappointment around VFX, the fact that BHP is still a major employer in the region. We employ around 4,000 people on any given day, as well as with the 1,500 people for the smelter project that I already mentioned. There's a lot happening, a lot of exciting stuff happening, and I think the feeling in the room is pretty good.
And on the BFX expansion, I guess from a government perspective, they were looking at it sort of like an economic boom as a possibility. But this isn't a case where it's going to be a huge boom, but Olympic Dam is still going strong, going steady.
That's right. I think the key thing is to focus on what an amazing business Olympic Dam already is. This is a globally significant business. It's one of the top 20 copper mines in the world. It's a big economic contributor. May have mentioned, we spent around $600 million here in South Australia last year. And of course, there's a lot of payments and taxes and royalties that go to the government on top of that. So it's a huge boom for the state, and we will continue to look at how we can extract the most value from this resource as well as the new Oak Dam resource going forward.
No worries, Nathan. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Nathan Fleming, Head of Supply at Olympic Dam with BHP on your Classic It's Breakfast.